Just over a year since the Parkland school massacre, a comprehensive response on how to best prevent a future tragedy remains a work in progress, at least in the Florida legislature. Before a key committee Thursday, the question boiled down to this: would parents be comfortable with placing their children's safety in the hands of an armed teacher with 8 hours of active shooter training? Although some insisted the answer to that question would most likely be no, lawmakers kept moving in that direction. I'm Blaze Ganey. Last year, it was considered a compromise when the legislature decided not to allow classroom teachers to be armed. This year, they want to make it an option. Naples Republican Representative Byron Donalds explains.
The legislature is not arming teachers. The legislature is giving authority to the local school boards to make a decision with respect to security in their districts. And one of those options is the ability to have classroom teachers be a part of this program. That is an option.
Opponents to the idea, like Greta Patenaude, an ESOL teacher in Tampa, say they don't want the option and claim the legislature would be better off focusing on other ways to prevent crimes.
Please look into technology, building infrastructure to mitigate risk. Bulletproof glass, auto-locking doors, smart badges, these are all ideas for my students. Army teachers who are on the clock to teach, not in protection attack mode, place us and our students at increased risk of being killed.
Beverly Hills Republican Representative Ralph Masullo pushed back.
Do you have any evidence that arming individuals that volunteer, that go through a selection process mentally, physically, and training to be properly armed and use firearms correctly, have created any danger in schools in Florida?
Scott McCoy of the Southern Poverty Law Center says there is no evidence supporting either side.
I cannot tell you that there is an example where a guardian has shot a kid at school, right? But I also can't find any evidence that says that a guardian in a school has prevented a shooter from coming in and killing one in the school.
Eustace Republican Representative Jennifer Sullivan argues there is info that shows the program here in Florida works.
25 districts who have put the program in place. Now we're several months into the school year. We have 743 guardians, and there has not been a parade of horribles that have happened. You know, the what if that I want to know is, what if Coach Aaron Feist was armed? What if he hadn't had to use his own body as a means of defending students? What if then?
Representative Donalds believes the current program works fine and that expanding it to teachers would not result in the hypotheticals some describe. He says the 144 hours of training requirements will prepare teachers to handle these situations.
80 hours of commission-certified firearm training. This is starting in line 125 of the bill. 16 hours of instruction in a precision pistol. 8 hours of discretionary shooting instruction using state-of-the-art simulator exercises. 8 hours of instruction in active shooter or assailant scenarios. 8 hours of instruction in defensive tactics. 12 hours of instruction in legal issues. 12 hours of certified nationally recognized diversity training program.
But the League of Women Voters' Nicolette Stringer believes that time needs to be drastically increased.
Only eight of those 144 hours are for active training shooter or active shooter training. 8 hours, that's one day. One day, and we're expecting our teachers to then have a gun and protect their children in the classroom.
Meanwhile, the Tampa ESOL teacher doesn't want teachers armed for other reasons.
I don't want the other teachers looking at my black, brown, Muslim students, whatever other is, and they're not constantly being trained for this.
She says she knows there are racists in this society and doesn't doubt some are teachers. That drew a rebuke from Jacksonville Republican Representative Cord Byrd.
Representative Fine asked my question that for the speaker to point out the racist colleagues she has, because I'm not aware of any teachers that I know that exhibit those racist behaviors.
But some aren't worried about racism, undertrained teachers, or hypotheticals. They are worried about simply being and living in a space where they are not comfortable. The League's Nicolette Springer again.
But it's not voluntary for the teachers who live in the districts who's decided to arm teachers, because they don't get to voluntarily move. They don't get to voluntarily go to another district and decide, and just because they want to move into a district that doesn't arm teachers. If you live in that district that arms teachers, those teachers are now forced to work in a school where there are going to be guns.
Representative Donalds believes that most of the worry is that armed teachers will not be trained and will cause harm to those around them. He says that's mostly emotion talking, and that the recommendation made today was one drawn from facts.
The Marjory Stoneman Douglas Commission, its purpose is to get out of the heart-wrenching, the tragic emotion of what happened on Valentine's Day last year and get to the facts of what actually happened, where the failures were, and what the recommendations are to try to prevent another tragedy like what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas. Those are the facts.
In the end, the vote fell on an 11-5 party line split, and out of all public testimony, not one was in support of the idea of arming teachers.